A jackup oil drilling rig is now moving into position in to begin exploratory drilling in Cook Inlet. Steve Sutherland, strategic officer for Texas-based Escapeda Oil, says the company got clearance from Customs and Border Protection to begin moving the rig out of Ketchmack Bay early this morning. During the next week, it will be put in place. The legs will be extended to the seafloor, and the rig will be staffed by a crew of about 54 people to begin drilling.
Well, I would say that we'll commence drilling operations in roughly a week. I mean, we don't want to hurry. We want to make sure that everything is set up properly. But, again, we don't want to dally around because we'd planned to start this thing when the birds were flying north, and I saw some birds flying south a few moments ago.
The company may be in violation of the Jones Act because it used a Chinese cargo vessel to take the rig around South America. Sutherland would not offer much comment on what federal authorities may do next.
Well, there are so many permutations, it's very difficult to say at this point.
The Jones Act bars shippers from delivering cargo between U.S. ports on non-U.S.-made vessels. Escapeda had a waiver from the Jones Act, but it was for a different vessel. When Spartan, the rig's owner, grew worried that it might be seized by Customs and Border Protection, Escapeda owner Danny Davis had it unloaded in Canada and then reloaded aboard an American barge for its trip into U.S. waters. If all goes as planned, Escapeda will qualify for at least $25 million in state tax credits for its first well. There's another $22.5 million for the second well and $20 million for the third. Escapeda owner Danny Davis says his expenses are sure to exceed the amount of those credits. The geological prospect the company will drill is north of Nikiski and is called the Kitchen Lights Unit. The rig will have to be pulled up once the inlet starts icing up.